Mr. Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen, during this year's session, we discussed the issues related to ensuring adequate and balanced nutrition in different regions of the world. This has always been a challenge for the world, but over the years, its scale and character have been significantly changed. Today, we face huge disparities in terms of nutrition level and quality. While in some countries, millions of people die because of insufficient food supply, or they have access to few products only, in other parts of the world, or even in the same country, food is wasted and a large part of the population suffers from obesity or overweight. This situation is a great challenge, but not only for the agri-food policy. An answer to these problems does not come down to finding some single universal solution, a single model which would ensure the full use of the potential of the agricultural sector, at the same time reducing the negative environmental or social effects. Agriculture operates within a globalized network of economic and political links. And therefore, we have to tackle the problem of adequate nutrition by using the experience of several different policies, taking into account diversified economic and political contexts. Let me mention two examples. People tend to forget what Europe looked like some time ago, not a long time ago, with no adequate food supply for its population. This is no more the case. It means that public policies of the European countries, and the most important of them is the Common Agricultural Policy, fulfills its basic function. But it has its costs and has been subject to several criticisms. That in turn has led to many positive changes in the Common Agricultural Policy, and it is again being assessed and modified today. The present European Common Agricultural Policy needs to reconcile the objectives of productivity with social and environmental objectives. The European agricultural model should benefit not only farmers and not only consumers, but also the future generations. In order to do that, we still have to tackle many specific challenges. We have to improve the shape of the food chain in order to strengthen the role of small producers. When increasing productivity of agriculture, it is necessary to use the local potential. This requires a new approach to innovation and rapid transmission of research results to agricultural practice. Another challenge is reducing the losses in food production and the necessary change of consumption patterns. The second example concerns the country that I represent. In the 1990s, Poland underwent a radical political transformation. At these times, the agricultural sector became the buffer of political, economic, and social changes. We still have to overcome the results of this approach. After 20 years, it is clearly visible that the extreme solutions do not work. Neither the strongly protectionist model, nor the so-called development model, which gives rise to environmental threats and has a number of negative social effects. The Polish experience from the times of transformation points to the fact that the invisible hand of the market will not take care of public goods like environment, nor the needs of those weakest groups of the population. At the same time, legal solutions and targeted programs help to overcome the barriers of people's habits that are sometimes unimportant from the perspective of the individual or the private sector, but are of great significance on macro scale. To sum up, let us not forget about the best standards and practices of policy making. We need to remember that instruments or programs within the agricultural system need to have clear and measurable objectives, so that their functioning does not disrupt competition or harm economic and social partners. Each solution should be subject to a thorough impact assessment, looking not only at a given sector, but also assessing its interdependencies within the entire economy and considering its impact on individuals co-creating this economy. Poland will support all efforts of the FAO, promoting and putting into practice such sound, well-balanced policies and instruments. Thank you for your attention.